Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick slams universities for tuition increases, the Texas Tribune reported. The reporter characterized Patrick's comments as his most aggressive yet on the subject of constant raises in tuition and fee costs at state colleges and universities. What we are asking is for our universities to be as fiscally responsible as we ask ourselves to be and for our agencies to be, Patrick said. They're not an exception. The lieutenant governor later added they need to scrub their budgets like we scrub ours. Every dollar they spend needs to be scrubbed, the Tribune reported. Later in the story was this line. Meanwhile, university officials say they're working hard to cut costs and that their tuition increases were necessary to keep up with the long-term decline in per-student state appropriations, which is utterly laughable if you live around and pay attention to many of the state's largest public campuses. Not much budget cutting going on. Then you get the old saw about tuition and fee increases being caused by a dwindling share of state funding they receive. They talk about UT Austin having the state appropriations making up 12% of the budget now, but back in 84 and 85, it was 47%. The problem is that number doesn't really mean anything, as it can shift from 47 to 12% simply by the school spending significantly more from other sources, even if the legislature had amply added funds in each session. And to a large degree, that's what's happened in higher education. Spending nationwide's outpaced inflation by a huge margin the past few decades. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.